Made up to be back here. It was a long summer sorting everything out with Forest Green, and at some stages I didn't think I was going to be coming back here. I thought I'd be going back there, and just made up to get over the line, yeah.
I mean, you came back last season and obviously you got used to everything again.
Yeah, last season was a bit bitty for me, to be honest. I missed the pre-season and was doing no training down at Forest Green, and last season I just felt I was playing catch up a lot and never really showed anything I can do. So, you know, that was part of the talk I had with the gaffer in the summer. I didn't want to come back and sort of have the same sort of season I had last season. So, you know, we had a good chat about how this season may be different, and hopefully I can go on and make a difference.
And when the gaffer rung you and Forest Green released you, were you just happy to come back here?
Yeah, I was happy to come back here. I'd spoke to the gaffer all summer, and I'd spoke to a few other clubs who'd made me offers, but, you know, I just knew I wanted to come back here. I felt like I had a little bit of unfinished business. I felt I hadn't showed anyone really what I could do, and that's what I'm here for this season.
You're settling very easily when you come back, and there's a few more familiar faces like Sean McConville and Billy Key. Did you play with Billy Key?
No, I never played with Billy, but there's a few staff back as well, and there's a few of the lads back. So I think Achy's always one of them clubs where when people leave here, they have good memories. Sometimes they go and get themselves moves into the higher leagues, and then, you know, sometimes they just find their way back here, and there seems to be a good set of lads this year, and as you said, a few familiar faces.
And last season, the end of last season wasn't the best. They didn't win as many games as they could, but this season, I guess, John Coleman's started this season, so he's been drilling into how well he wants you to do.
Yeah, I think John, the gaffer, always has a different mentality than sometimes other Accrington managers. The gaffer's never happy to settle with just being in the league. He's the fella who put us here, and he's the fella who's trying to put us into the League One, and we're getting that drilled into us early. And I think one of the main things was when he was meeting players throughout the summer, their ambition had to match his, and I think you can feel it now in the place already. There's a hunger to go on and prove the critics wrong again.
And I suppose with Luke Joyce going, there's a few more places now available in the midfield.
Yeah, being honest, it was hard to watch Luke last year. I was glad for him, he was doing well, but it was hard for me to get my chance when someone's got the armband like that. It's hard to move them to one side. So, you know, I wish Luke good luck. He's got himself a move and he seems happy, but hopefully that'll leave a space to me, as I said, to go on and show what I can do.
You're getting older and all these players are getting younger, aren't they?
That's it. We've done a bit of running the other day, and I said to the gaffer 10 years ago today, I think it was your gaff, and then we looked down the list and I was the oldest player training, to be honest, at 29. So it's changed a bit. It's all a bit different, but still enjoying it as much.